Alright, y'all, it's your girl Misunderstood. You are officially tuned in to Consider This, only on the first internet station to receive an AM frequency. And the topic for today is independent women. Have we taken it too far? And you'll find out what we're going to be talking about during the 2 o'clock hour. With that said, the most interesting thing is, even though, you know, a lot of women are saying, you know, you don't need a man X, Y, Z to raise your child, to give you money or whatever, the crazy thing is, women, we make up the majority of workers in the most 10 common jobs, but we get less than $10.10 an hour, which means that we're underpaid under men. So that goes to the question of, if you're making less money than the man, how do you feel as though that you don't need one? We have to talk about that. The number is 240-347-9850. In 2012, the only occupation in which women out-earn men is personal care and service work, including butlers, valet, shoe shiners, and house sitters. But studies show women are paid less even when they are in the same job and have the same experience as their male counterparts. In a 2012 report by the American Association of University of Women, they found that after controlling for the occupation, college majors, hours worked, employment sector, and other factors related to a person's pay, the gender wage gap shrunk, but it did not entirely disappear. One third of the gap cannot be explained by any other factor commonly understood to affect the earnings that women get according to men. Now, the Equal Pay Act went into effect in 1963, which closed some loopholes. However, employers still find different ways in order to pay women less. So we gotta think about that. How do you feel about that? I know. At my job, everybody makes the same amount of money, but I wonder how it would be in corporate America. If we have any corporate America workers out there, you got to call in and let us know. Do you actually see maybe you wouldn't see the difference in paying, but you would have to notice the difference in the pay between your counterparts. You got to let me know that. Shout out to D Little 09 off of Twitter that I know is tuning in. Maybe she can chime in on that and let us know in reference to the corporate world. But ladies, you're still earning $10 less than a man. How do we feel about that? Even though the act was put in place in 1963, which was supposed to get rid of that glass ceiling. I don't know. As usual, I'm kind of on the fence with it, but you got to let me know how you feel. Only on Consider This. The number is 240-347-9850. Do you feel as though that there is a gap in wage between women and men? And if so, are you being affected by it? I need to know. And so does Letticy, because you know what? Even if the men are, it's nothing more higher than this. We had a Zumba class that we did, that we cooled down off this song, and it was definitely appropriate because Zumba is crazy. So we're going to get into this Letticy. Again, the number is 240-347-9850. Women are paid $10.10 an hour less than a man. How do you feel about that? Call me.
Y'all ready to get lifted? Put it up, time.